You are listening to the Whistler Plumbing and Air podcast, and I'm speaking with James Whistler today. James, something I didn't know I'd ever ask in my life, what are some of the toilet features that I don't know or that our listeners don't know that we need?
Well, I hope that with some of this information that I can encourage someone's repertoire of potty jokes. One of the things that comes to mind with toilets that most people don't think about is the water surface area in the toilet bowl itself. And so I always bring it up when I'm having a conversation about, you know, replacing your toilet or, you know, if you have an old toilet. You know, if you go to your grandma's house and you use her toilet, generally speaking, that's going to be an older toilet, you'll notice that it has a ton of water in the bowl. And when you flush that thing, it seems like it spins around forever and ever and ever. And then it finally flushes. You know, those two things are very useful in bowl cleanliness. A lot of times if you look at a new toilet, and especially cheaper ones that you can buy, you know, for a little bit of nothing, you know, you might not have a very clean bowl. You know, and as they get used in different different ways, then, you know, that bowl is going to be dirty. So if you think about the actual water that sits in the bowl and the more surface that it is, you know, if that protects the actual porcelain itself from being dirty and getting, you know, getting things on it. The other thing is a lot of times whenever a new toilet was put under regulation by the government to only have 1.6 gallons to flush it, they had to engineer those toilets to where they didn't swirl as much as the old toilets, and the water just goes straight out of them. And whenever it doesn't, that's much more of a sudden maneuver on whatever may be in the bowl, and that can also cause the bowl to be dirtier. You know, you don't think about noise level either. You know, so how quiet the toilet is, and that's another thing with a lot of the older toilets, you know, they're not really that loud. But some of these newer toilets, they can get very loud. And, you know, a lot of times people have a master bathroom right off of their bedroom, and they might get up during the night and use the toilet. And so a quieter toilet is definitely something that's that can be a benefit to someone that might be in that situation. I think these next two are maybe a little more common features that most people know about. It's one of those things that if you've never experienced these features, you don't know what you're missing. But once you have them, you probably don't want to go back to the normal toilets. And that is a oval or elongated bowl. Toilets come in two different ways. They come in a round shape or an oval or elongated shape. And so that just the ease of use with that elongated shape is much easier than a round toilet. And then the height of the actual bowl, you know, your sitting height on it, you know, a standard height toilet and a comfort height toilet's what I'll call it. So maybe I'll just say it this way. If you've ever went into a public restroom and used the handicap accessible toilet, that's going to be a higher toilet than a toilet that's not in the stall that is not handicap accessible. And there's definitely a difference, and it's not much. You couldn't look at it. It's only about 2 inches difference, but it makes a huge difference in how far that you're sitting down to the ground. And I like to call that a comfort height toilet, the one that's a little higher. So, you know, you might not think about a ton of features with a toilet. A toilet is a toilet, but in our world, a toilet is not a toilet. There's definitely things that we look at whenever we select the products we offer to our clients.
And I guess you can have that conversation when it's time to replace a toilet with a customer to kind of see what they're looking for and what they need.
Absolutely. It may surprise people when we start talking about those things. For sure, those are the definitely the features that end up being benefits to a customer as they replace their toilet.
All right. So if you know you're moving soon or you're going to be replacing your toilet, the team to call is Whistler Plumbing and Air, and you can reach them at 540-483-9382.